Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Time to get real, time to get real, time to tell the truth and expose the truth. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you, audience. Thank you for all of my emails, all of your support, your questions. Oh, my goodness. As you know, Reality Spirituality has expanded to Saturday shows and Sunday shows. So we have... On Saturday, we're going to have guests from all over the country and actually all over the world. So that's Saturday morning, every 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then Sunday morning, this show is about me and you. Me and you. Actually, both shows are about all of us. But this show, you have me live. And this show, you're able to ask me any question you like about anything that's going on in your life, about whatever challenges you are facing, or just, it doesn't even have to be challenges, just share your life lessons. So that's what this show is about. This show is about reality, reality, spirituality. And what does that mean? What does reality, spirituality mean? Well, this show is not about a religion. This show is a guideline, a map, if you will, to living consciously connected to our higher energy, our universal energy. I say universe. It's this show is about sharing ways to go through this life, because this life is filled with events, filled with circumstances, filled with things that happen to us, relationships, financial, health, you name it. And that's what this show is about, how to experience all of those things, all of those events that happen, how to experience them all with ease, relaxed, peaceful, happy. Can you imagine being happy and someone in your family has died? Gee, I sure did start the show off with a good one, didn't I? Yeah, there is a way. And when I say happy, of course, I'm talking about this internal happiness, this internal peace. And it's what this show is about, how to remain peaceful and how to remain happy regardless of what happens. So reality spirituality dissects our everyday life experiences down to the least common denominator to reveal why, to reveal why we're irritated or why we're sad, why we're angry, all of those emotions that, honestly, for me, I have to say I'm uncomfortable with them, because I haven't gotten to a point where being irritated feels good. And I'm going to share with you a little bit. Hey, thank you for being on So Live. Aloha, Jay. Practice meditation. Okay. That's exactly what I'm going to do. No, you know what? This is so funny, because we're all so different. Aloha, Jay, you're different than I am. And so that's what I'm trying to say. We're as different as our fingerprints. And we have different perspectives, and we operate and we differently. And so I love that you said practice meditation, but this is the thing. I don't meditate in the traditional way. I don't sit and close my eyes and om, om, om. No, what works for me is I get my insight, I get my inspiration, I get this the universe talking to me through while I'm in the shower or while I'm riding the bus, or it doesn't matter. I always, if I have a question, I always get the answers. And that's only because that's what I want. I don't want to sit and meditate. It's just not my thing. But let me share something with you before we go on. Actually, you know what? I'm going to save the announcements to the end of class, because I don't want you to sit through this announcement, that announcement. Now, I want you to get all of this information that I have this week. And this week, the show is about what our purpose is. What is our purpose? Why are we here? Good question, isn't it? And this is my opinion. We're here to grow. We're here to discover who the hell we are. Why are we here? We're here to discover who we really are. What the hell does that mean? Well, this is what it means. It means we're not here to collect titles. We're not even here to get educated. When I say get educated, we're not here for anything external. We're not here to accumulate wealth. We're not here to okay, this is a good one. We're not here to invent, create the latest computer. We're not here to create the iPhone. We're really here to discover our true identity. And again, this is my opinion. Our true identity. Now, along the way, of course, we're going to have a lot of things that we are going to do and things that we're going to be inspired to do, because each and every one of us has a gift. Each and every one of us has not a gift, but even more than one gift. In fact, for me, one of my gifts is to be a teacher. Another one of my gifts is to be funny. Another one of my gifts is to be fun. Just create fun wherever I go. And let's just take Steve Jobs for a second. His gift was to create this company that has changed literally millions and millions of people's lives and added to their lives. But Steve Jobs as the man, meaning who is he underneath all of his talent, business talent? In my opinion, success, if success equals peace. You are successful. Let me just switch it up to me, because I don't like telling you what to do. I am successful when I am at peace. When I am at peace, regardless of what happens to me in this life. That, to me, is success. I'm going to have to share with you what happened this week. But you know what? Before I do, I want to explain something. This life, you, me, everything is energy. It's all energy. Our thoughts are energy. Our feelings are energy. We are vibrating energy, human beings. And with that said, we all have a personal vibration. We all vibrate at a personal, with our own personal vibration. I mean, you can feel the difference when you're sad. I mean, and really, really sad. And when you're happy, you can feel that difference. And so basically what's happening is you are vibrating on a different level, at a different frequency. So this show is about raising your personal vibration. And I like to use the example that Panache Desai uses. And it's about, he says, imagine that, take the substance water. And there are different ways that water can be frozen. Water can be just liquid, and water can also be steam. So if you can imagine an ice cube, it's very dense, and that dense vibration is the vibration that doesn't make you feel you're not connected when you're at that hard stage. Water, it's more flowing, but the vibration that I strive for every single day is that vibration of steam. If you can imagine how light that would feel, just being steam. And with steam, you're able to go anywhere, you're able to be light through it all. So this personal vibration is very important, because whatever you're vibrating at, that's what you are going to attract. This week, my vibration dropped down to the ice cube level. And it's interesting because being conscious and knowing what's going on, I'm really able to express it. I mean, I'm just not getting angry. I'm just not getting irritated for no reason. I know there's reasons. I usually take the bus back and forth from my home to downtown LA. And this one day, Friday, I chose to drive in. Now, driving adds a lot of different tangibles as opposed to driving. So when I get to downtown LA, of course, I have to find a parking spot. And I usually park next to my building. And I've been parking in this parking lot for probably 2, maybe 3 years. I know all of the parking attendants by their first names. And I'm very, very friendly, nice, pleasant. I'm always smiling. The parking attendant, I'll just say his name was Michael. And I've seen Michael, for 2 to 3 years. I give him tips. When I say tips, I mean monetary tips. I don't give him reality, spirituality tips. I give him monetary tips, and we have a great relationship. He has saved parking spaces for me that, not all the way in the middle, on the end, blah, blah. It's just been a wonderful relationship. Now, Michael likes to tell me where to park, and I've always, or guide me where to park, as opposed to me choosing. And I always do exactly what he says. Park over here. He knows me by my first name. Rebecca, park in this spot. Rebecca, park in that spot. And he likes all of his cars to fill up in a certain order, okay? In the parking lot, he likes the cars to fill up in a certain order. You know, we all have our shit. And this particular day, I got in a little bit later, and I wasn't there at 8 o'clock. It was closer to 9, so the parking lot was a little bit more crowded. And I wanted to park in a spot that was closest to the building, and he motioned me, no. No, 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 no. Circle around, park over there against the wall. Now, the parking spaces that are against the wall are harder to get into. You cannot park in, you know, you just can't turn into it. You have to actually back up into it because there's another row in front. So it's and that's where he wanted me to park because he wanted to fill in those spaces. I drove around. I tried to park in those spaces, and usually it's a back up, forward, forward, back up, forward, back and forth, at least maybe 10 different turns to maneuver into this small spot. And for some reason, well, I know exactly what the reason was. My vibration was an ice cube that day. And for some reason, which I just told you what it was, I didn't have the patience to park. I didn't have the patience to go forward and back and forth. Oh, and that's another thing. I have to say I was running late. I was running late. So you know when you're running late, you're even a little bit more on edge, if you will. And to top it off, not only was I running late, I was in charge of the floor that day. Sometimes people trade off, and especially a holiday weekend, supervisors were off, so they actually nominate people to be in charge. And I was the person in charge, and guess what? I wasn't there. but be it as it may, so I really wasn't in the mood to go back and forth and back and forth. I was focused on getting to the office and getting to my floor and, you know, letting everyone know that I'm here. And I actually tried to park in the parking space where he wanted me to. I maybe did maybe three up, back and forth. And then I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm not in the mood. I don't want to. I zoomed around, actually started speeding a little bit in the parking lot, zoomed around, and parked in an area where usually it's saved. And of course, Michael comes running to my car, like, "What are you doing? You can't park here." Well, it's all a parking. It's the whole lot is a big parking spot, but there's certain spaces that he saves. And I said, I'm not going to park in that spot against the wall. I don't want. It's going to take me too long. I don't know how to maneuver into it. And I'm parking here today. And I said it with that same kind of energy. And he looked at me like he's just seen a ghost. He's never seen me in that state. And while I was huffing and puffing, walking to the office and having this meltdown, if you will, this is what I said on my way to the office. Nobody better fuck with me today or they're gonna have a big problem. Now, all this stuff is happening. I'm saying all this to say, I get in the lobby, and now I have to ride in the elevator. Get in the elevator with three people. One of the persons that was in the elevator with me punched two floors. My building, there's 12 floors. No, 13 floors. And punched two floors. I didn't want to go to that floor, and made a mistake punching two floors that he didn't even want to get off on. Get off on the floor. Now I'm in the elevator, steaming some more. And now it's interesting because I went from being late, being very, you know, being irritated in the parking lot. Now I'm irritated in the elevator. And so what happens is when I'm like that, I can be sure that I'm going to get more experiences just like that. So when I got to my desk, I actually had to close my eyes and start breathing deeply. And I asked the universe, and I always do, and I asked the universe, calm me down, and bring me back. Calm me down and bring me back. And one of the reasons why I needed to be calmed down, because for me, it was very uncomfortable being in that state. It doesn't feel good to me being in that state. I spent decades in that state several times during the day, all day long. I thought it was normal. I thought it, you know, normal to get angry, come on. But I'm telling you, back to my first statement, our purpose, let me back up. We were conditioned. I was conditioned to get angry if something didn't go according to plan or according to expected or fill in the blank. Conditioned to be impatient, conditioned to get mad, conditioned to be irritated, conditioned to be aggravated, conditioned to lose our temper. So what I'm saying is, when we're born, we don't have all of these extra ways of behaving. We are born with this. A baby doesn't care about time. A baby doesn't care about how they look. No judgments, no irritation. Of course, you know, if they're pooped on themselves, they want to be changed or fed. But other than that, I'm thinking, because that's what this show is about. My second story, to me, even more important, because my second story is going to reveal to you what, how, when, why we can make choices. Choices about our reaction. Choices about our emotions. Choices about how we want to feel. Before I go on, let me see. I have someone that wants to speak to me. I love callers. Love, 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 love callers. And let me put you on live. Hello, welcome to Reality Spirituality. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question, or you have a comment, or you just, how did you find us, and what's up?
Oh, I listened to the show. I've never called in before, but I listened to the show.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of questions you are we allowed to ask.
You can ask whatever question you want, and you know what? If you have anything that's going on in your life that you want to discuss and maybe get some answers to, feel free.
Okay. Well, there's a couple things, two different directions. My husband passed away 4.5 years ago, and I kind of find myself in, like, a lot of things are changing for me and for the better. I'm currently looking for work. I've been for like 5 months, and I was a stay-at-home mom, so I'm kind of getting a little frustrated with that. So I don't know, you know, how to take that approach. I was close to getting a job last week, but they picked the other candidate, I think, over me. Mm. If she's going to take it or not, I don't know, then I would get it. But and then the other thing is, I started a relationship again, which is a little scary. It's been about 4 months. So I don't know, everything's
okay.
Kind of changing.
Yeah. Okay, now, did you say you had children?
Yes, I have two.
And how old are they?
19 and 17.
Okay, so they're older. They're older. Okay,
yep.
just want to get some information, just information, and then also kind of feel what you're saying. The first thing I want to say before, you know, when you're talking about your job, I just wanted to just to touch on that. And I love what you said when you said your husband, things are changing and they're for the better. I want you to know that everything that happens is in order. Everything that happens to you, my dear Lynn, is in order, and you will get the perfect job. And the universe knows what the perfect job is for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's yeah, and so it's not about what we think we're, you know, what we think we should have or what we think is supposed to happen. Know that all of that is in order, and just to relax it and just sit back and trust. I think I've talked a lot about surrendering and just knowing that everything is safe. You're in the passenger seat and the universe is driving. So surrender to it and know that everything is in order. I love that. And then you said the relationship. And so tell me a little bit about that.
Well, this is kind of weird. I don't know if it was fated or what, but I dated him 20 years ago, and we broke it off. I mean, after we were young. I was married for quite a long time, you know, 17 years, and then after my husband passed, just recently in the last 4 or 5 months, I met up with him again all these years later, and, you know, it's not extremely serious right at the moment. I don't know how he feels. I don't know. It's just kind of weird for me to stir up all these feelings, you know, these emotions again after going through the loss of my husband.
Right, right.
I know he would want me to be happy. I believe he would, and I believe that, you know, life goes on and I'm supposed to move forward. I just hope I'm moving forward with the right person.
Okay. Well, let me say this.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. How did you meet up again? Was it chance or was it on purpose?
On chance. It was by chance.
Okay, so it wasn't planned or anything. It was just, in other words, you guys aren't Facebook friends and you're talking, so okay, good. It wasn't.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. And you said that you don't know his feelings, if he's you don't know how he's feeling. They're talking about getting serious. Do you want a serious relationship?
I think I'm ready now. Yeah. Yep. I mean, he talks like he is serious. I get a little bit guarded. You know, I get a little afraid. I don't think just with him, with anybody at this point. It's the first time I'm actually getting back out into this kind of a situation again after all these years. And you know, I wonder sometimes, is he sincere what he's saying? He seems like he means it, but does he really mean it? So I question, my own mind questions things.
Great. Ooh, that's so good. And that's what happens to everybody. So when you say, can you share with me some of the things that one of the things, or maybe two of the things that he says that you don't know if you believe it or not? Go.
Well, one thing is that I know he cared a lot about me years ago, and I ended up dumping him and marrying somebody else, and that he's cared about me all these years. I don't know if that's the truth or, like, you know, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter, but he'll say things like he looks at this as long-term.
Okay. One thing that I want to say to you, sweetheart, is this is not about him or what he wants or what he says. This is all about you and what you want. And if there's anything that this is just my opinion. If there's anything that you want to know, ask directly. I don't know if that's scary or not, but some of the reasons why we don't ask is because we are afraid of the answer. But I would ask directly. And I know I'm just kind of giving you a big in general. And the other thing I want to say is, you know a person, let me say this, you really don't know a person by their words. You don't know who they really are by what they say. You know who they are by what they do.
Right.
And so, but I want to take it off of, because it sounds like, for me, I don't know if I'm right, but it sounds like you are, if this is what he wants, I don't know if this is, in other words, he's not responsible for your happiness. You're responsible for your happiness. And setting it up like that, asking direct questions and wanting to, like what is the question that you want to ask him that you haven't asked him? Can you share that with us?
Well, I mean, I guess it's something that if you ask, if you ask a guy, you know, does he have his eye out for other women? Of course, they're going to say absolutely not.
Okay.
You know, does he? Okay. I mean, he's around a lot. He seems to be available a lot. It's just, I don't know.
Okay, so you want to know if this is a monogamous relationship?
Correct.
And you don't want to ask him because?
I guess looking insecure.
In his eyes or your eyes?
I don't know, maybe both.
Well, let me say this. That perspective of this, the perspective looking insecure,
yeah,
is totally off. Totally off. How about the perspective of being very smart? How about the perspective of wanting the best for in your relationship, wanting the best for you? How about the best perspective is, I want a man that is going to be loyal to me, and I need to know that. How about this perspective of taking care of Lynn?
Well, and I've had said some things to him like that, exactly what you're saying, taking care of myself and protecting myself and worrying about me and my kids. I definitely have come to the table with that stuff. Like I said, he says all the right things. I just want to know, is that true? You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. Does he really mean what he says? Or?
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me, okay, let's go back. Let's go even deeper. Our intuition is another sense that we have that sometimes we don't listen to. What does your intuition tell you? What does your intuition tell you about this man?
I mean, my intuition with his actions, I think it's more me than him. I think sometimes I'm so guarded that I put up such a hard front that I don't know if that's something that could be pushing him away sometimes to maybe he doesn't go away, but maybe look elsewhere or maybe open opportunities because of my guarded, you know what I mean? Maybe I appear to be not so ready because I'm afraid of getting hurt or I'm afraid of opening up and, you know, I have two kids, he has two kids. I don't want to get the kids all involved in something that, you know, let them get hurt. They've already been hurt enough.
Okay. Okay, I got it now. Has he met your children?
Yes.
Okay. I'm pausing because I'm trying to feel what to say. Okay, and all this is just changing a perspective. It's only been 4 months, and 4 months is not a lot of time. It really isn't a lot of time to know somebody. We know the other person, and we actually know ourselves when we're met with challenges, when we're met with something other than, you know, just happy times. That's when you really get to know someone. So we don't really know this person yet because I don't think there's been any challenges in the relationship or have you witnessed him handling any challenges? No? Yes?
He kind of sort of a few challenges. You know, he has to, his ex seems to want I think out of bitterness to throw the kids at him like a lot. So he has the kids, you know, more than the average person. He doesn't have a set schedule. He pretty much has them like most of the time, which is fine. You know what I mean? Fine for me. You know, I know that, you know, I've a couple times backed off from him and probably given him the idea that I just, you know, I don't want this or that. And I think that, you know, a couple females have tried to jump into the picture. I don't know how far it's been pursued or if he pursues them back or, you know, so it's like that's, you know, but I know a lot of this comes down to me.
It all comes down to you. Yeah, it all comes down to you. So you're saying that there's been other, okay. You know, to me, I don't know. Okay. What is a specific question that you want to ask me to help you with? What's your question?
I guess.
What do you need?
Is he loyal to me right now? You know, at this point, is this what he's wanting?
You're saying, is this what he's wanting? I still go back to what do you want? And I don't know, it sounds like there's a lot of, have you, what is he, okay, you know what? So you're saying that the relationship between him and his wife are strained? In other words, it's not a peaceful relationship?
I think he's been trying to keep it peaceful. I think he gets a little frustrated because a lot's been put on him. But he does it. I mean, he's a really good dad. But I think she's trying to hold on to him control-wise by using the kids, you know. And, of course, he really is a good father, and he wants to be there for his children. So, you know, it makes it hard to have time to, you know, when you have two blended families, you have to spend time with, you know, as a couple, as, you know, everybody all together, and then, you know, my kids separate, and he needs time with his own kids, too. So it's very hard to juggle all that. And I think she mm-hmm. makes it very difficult for that. You know, it's almost like, I think, her payback, like, this didn't work, but I'm going to, like, stop you from having a life.
Well, I'm not getting a sense about this other than to slow down and to, you know, I don't know. If it was me, well, I'm not even going to say that because that doesn't even make sense. What I want to say to you, and then I want to, because we're running out of time, but I want to say to you is, I can feel your hesitation, and I can feel your not wanting to be open. And I can feel your questions, and it doesn't feel like it feels good to you 100% of the time. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, nothing, you know, most of the time it does, but there's just something in me, like I said, I don't even think it's him, I think it's in me that has this thing of, you know, is he going to stand by me? Is he, you know, trying to go for the long haul? Is he going to? So I don't know if I'm just testing the waters or, you know, if it's just a test or.
Yeah, I would say, because this is what it sounds like. You're putting all of your eggs in one basket, and he's the basket. You're putting all of your eggs in one basket. And I would say to, it's only been 4 months. Give it more time. I know that sounds, give it more time, but give it more time and see what's happening. 4 months is not a long time to really know. I think you're going to know this person. Now, well, let me back it up. I can meet a person and ask a few questions, and I know exactly if I want them in my life or not. And the reason why is because, like one of the reasons why is, I ask a question like, "What makes you angry? What makes you angry? What irritates you? What bothers you?" And this these questions really expose a person, who they really are, what is down in the nitty gritty, what are their things that really irritate them. And if it's, for me, I'm just telling you, for me, if it's small things that are irritating you, like and also talking or blaming somebody else for problems, pointing the finger at other people. And I'm not saying that he's doing that. I'm just talking about for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you need more answers to determine just because this guy liked you 22 years ago, really doesn't mean anything at this point right now. And you said that you dumped him, but why did you dump him?
We were young, you know. It's just.
But that's,
I think
not,
I was
that's
ready
not,
to separate. I was
but
ready.
But that's
to,
not
like,
why you dumped him.
I mean, I was ready for more of a relationship to get married that was leading to marriage, and it wasn't leading to marriage.
Oh, okay. So you wanted, okay. So basically, you're wanting the same thing that you wanted then that you want now.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I don't want to get married tomorrow, but, you know, is it,
but,
you know,
but,
is it
but I'm saying, mm-hmm, but I'm saying, it's kind of the same, the stability, knowing that, you know, yeah, okay. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did I help in any way?
Yeah.
am I just talking with, so in closing, I want to say that this is really about you. Know what you want. In fact, write a list of the things that you want. You know, the top five things that you want. And then just relax with it. And honestly, now the universe is telling me that they really want you to know what you want and to be true to you. Be true to what you want, not what anybody else wants. And there is a reason you said you wanted to settle down and get married 22 years ago, and that wasn't his thing. And who knows? I would ask him this question. This is what I would ask him, and then I'll let you go. Ask him if you were talking to his wife, ex-wife, what would she say were the things that she did not like, or she had difficulty with him? What would she, talking to her, what would her issues be with him? What are they? What? Oh, no, 90 seconds left. I can actually stay on the air, though. What are the issues that she had with him? Have you ever asked him that question?
Yeah.
And what
I
is
mean, I'm familiar. We come from the same town. I'm familiar with what the relationship was about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just two people that should have never got married. I think it's a 50-50 shot. He's to blame and she's to blame.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
is he able to look at himself and say, well, I did not do, or I, you know, this was a problem with me. This is what I did. In other words, this is what I contribute to the quote unquote demise of the relationship.
Yep.
So, okay. Well, that's really good. I like that. Honesty. Okay. That's good. Relax with all of it. Take some more time. Not a lot of time, though. And figure out if he fits in your life. Figure out if he fits in your life. If he's a fit for you, you ask yourself, Is he a fit for me? And every time you when you're together, whatever happens, I don't care if the wife is called, I don't care if he's with his children, it doesn't matter. But ask yourself, is he a fit for me? That's it. Simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, honestly, no more of what he wants and what he's doing. No. Is this a fit? We know if a shoe fits and we know if a shoe doesn't fit. Is this a good fit? And it's either yes or it's no. And it's not a maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I loved having you, and thank you so much for calling in and having all the courage to share with the audience. And let me say this, that we're all going through these same types of experiences, and I really want to, I'm very grateful for you sharing, because somebody else, I have a lot of people that listen to the podcast and not necessarily live, but a lot of people, a lot of women and men are going to get something from your experiences and your sharing with us. So thank you so much for that, Lynn. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for talking.
Yes. Okay. And we're going to continue on with the show. And actually, we're just going to, I want to make a few announcements because, Jesus, time is already up. And the announcements here, check out my new website. It's improved and we're still putting it together. It's www.RebeccaNorrington.com. And you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com and let me know what topics you want to discuss and let me know whatever's going on in your life. I'm here for you. You're here for me. There's going to be a book that's coming out that I am a contributing author to, which I'm really proud of. I'll let you know more about it. In fact, you can find out information on the book on my website. I'm going to be starting a newsletter coming up next month, a monthly newsletter and a weekly blog. That's really exciting. And go to Reality Spirituality's Facebook page and like our page. I really want to, and I usually don't stay on the air, but I really wanted to share this last story. But you know what? I'm going to save the story till next week. It's a really good one. And the name of the story is Emily. Find out next week why Emily was so important in my life. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and remember, until next time, one of your greatest gifts from the universe is your ability to choose. In any given situation, in any circumstance, or in any relationship, you and you alone can choose how you want to react and how you want to feel. Now that you know how powerful you are, you can begin choosing how are you going to spend the rest of these precious moments of your life. Happiness is a choice. You've been listening to Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Until next week, I love you.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.